Research Institute, Russian Academy of Science, and Lomonosov Moscow State University. And my collaborators, Dmitry Alekseyev and PhD student Evgeny Golikov. So main topic of our group is the study of the global heliosphere, so interaction of the solar wind with local interstellar medium, which was mentioned a couple of times previously. And we have a rather big progress in the modeling of the heliosphere and using these global models. And the main difficulties in the modeling of the solar wind LISM interaction is the multi-component nature of the both of the stellar medium, which is partly ionized, consists of plasma and neutrals penetrate through the to the sun and very influence on this interaction region. But also magnetic fields, they play essential role. And now, with recent Voyager discoveries, we are pretty sure that magnetic fields, interstellar magnetic field, for example, very important. And give asymmetry of the global structure of the heliosphere. And in fact, it's not possible to explain Voyager data without taking into account the magnetic field. So in this talk, I will show how interstellar and stellar magnetic fields affect the global structure of the interaction for general astrosphere, not for heliosphere. So it's what's already shown that stellar wind, solar wind in this interacts with, so since the star or sun, for example, here, sun is located at local interstellar cloud and moves with velocity about 25 kilometers per second through this media, and Mach number is about 2. So, and you have supersonic source flow and parallel supersonic flow. In gas dynamic solution, you should have contact, or in MHD case, tangential discontinuity, and two shocks. The inner shock, which called termination shock, and outer shock, we call it bow shock. I am sorry, I cannot call all this region as a bow. I'm teaching gas dynamics at university, so I cannot call all this region as bow shock. So in our terminology, bow shock is the forward shock. We have astropause, contact discontinuity, and then termination shock. In fact, if you use a gas dynamic solution, it's the structure is a little bit complex than it was shown only in this tail, because in the tail, the Rickmack disk, another shock, and another contact discontinuity, and the reflected shock. So it's quite complex structure in the tail. It's this exact gas dynamic solution, which is possible. So, but going to the topic of this talk, I first explain what could be seen, what are effects of the interstellar magnetic field. So to do that, we solve MHD, system of MHD equations with boundary conditions which are given for the stellar wind and for the interstellar medium. It's quite a lot of model parameters in the dimensional form, but in mathematics, it's always always useful to use dimensionless form, and it's with magnetic fields. It's also quite a large number of parameters, ratio of dynamic pressures, ratio of temperatures. This is Vs is a terminal velocity of the stellar wind, and V infinity is a interstellar medium velocity. So it's in order to avoid confusion, Mach number, both in the interstellar side and in the solar wind, Alfvén number, or you can use also fast magnetosonic Alfvén number, but it's very long expression. It's you see that it depends on the angle. Alpha is the angle between direction of the interstellar flow and direction of the magnetic field. So this is 3D, the 3D problem in general, and but if you look carefully, it's possible to show that first, for hypersonic solar wind, there is no dependence on the Mach number, so one parameter less. Then it's possible to show that geometrical pattern on the flow doesn't depend on this parameter, the ratio of the velocities. And you can calculate with what is more convenient for you, and then rescale fields. And also, in fact, going to discussion on the instability, this parameter is very important for numerical scheme for instabilities. I can get a solution with no instability, and then rescale and get the correct solution. And then the distance, all distances for car, this ratio of the dynamic pressures, they are proportional to square root of car. So it's also not parameter. In fact, we have only four parameters which we should study, sonic Mach number, gamma, alphanic number, and direction of the magnetic field, alpha. This is a little bit about numerical scheme. I will skip it mostly, but just say that we develop our code ourselves. This is 3D MHD code using LGLD, but we use a moving grid which fits the discontinuities. So this allows us to have very good resolution and reduce, if needed, check, really have control on the numerical instabilities. This is an example of our numerical grid from a recent paper on the heliospheric modeling. And now I will summarize main results, which are probably, from my point of view, could be imported and seen in for astrospheres. This first is that if you have magnetic field inclined with respect to the interstellar flow, then you certainly have asymmetry of this interaction structure. And you see here, for example, this is direction of the magnetic field. It's very, very, very distorted. And also it's for such magnetic field, even for three microgauss, you would not get bow shock as a discontinuity. So you still see, and I think it will be observed heliopause, observed this pile-up region around the astropause, but it's in the terms of the bow shock, like a shock, you would not see it. Second example, that magnetic field reduces the effects of radiative cooling. If you look on this plot, there is a model, it's an axisymmetric model without magnetic field, and the solid curves shows the position of bow shock and the astropause. Solid curves are with radiative cooling, when radiative cooling is taken into account, and dot dashed curves when it's not taken into account. And it's seen, it's big resolution here. It seems that the region becomes very narrow. But when we take into account magnetic field, in the case of the magnetic field, you see the effect exists, but it's much smaller. So it's because magnetic pressure controls the pressure balance. And this is also, I think, an important fact. The thought, it's quite interesting for me, effect, but maybe you can observe for some astrospheres. It's for me, it's astrospheres open theoretical possibility to observe so-called inclusion shocks. Because in MHD, if you consider MHD equations, you have not only hyperbolic regime, like in gas dynamics, but quasi-hyperbolic regime. And in quasi-hyperbolic regime, characteristics goes in that direction, to the coming flow. And in this regime, so-called inclusion shocks are possible. Now, I will show results of our numerical simulations. This is regular flow. Alphanic number is quite large. And you see the B parallel V, magnetic field parallel velocity. So it's in order to, you have nice usual picture. This is astropause. This is bow shock, and everything is nice. But if we reduce a Fennec Mach number and goes to this quasi-hyperbolic regime, this is criteria of existence of this inclusion wave, and it's taken in this from these textbooks, you see that the structure becomes completely different. The region becomes very, the region between bow shock and heliopause becomes very small in astroposes, so it becomes very small. And the shape becomes like, it's somewhat similar, for example, this, somewhat similar to this Betelgeuse observations, whether it's connected or not. So you can have such fun structures due to magnetic field. Of course, Mach number is 15, but magnetic field is Alphanic Mach number is like that. So this is explanation. I will skip that. But if you include small angle between magnetic field and it's very small angle, magnetic field and the velocity. You see, for regular case, you have nice structures like usually, but if you with inclusive waves, the geometry of full even small angle between magnetic field and velocity broke geometry of the interaction region completely. So this is also interesting case which probably can observe. These are conclusions for my part we connected with the stellar magnetic field. So inclined magnetic field produces asymmetries in a global shape of heliosphere, and these asymmetries, if they observe, they allow to make estimates of interstellar magnetic field, for example. Bow shocks are absent in the most asymmetric astrospheres because of magnetic field effects. Magnetic field reduce effect of the radiative cooling. Astrospheres are possible source where magnetic inclusion waves can be discovered. The second part is the effect of the solar azimuthal magnetic field. It's very new things. And if we go in history, historically, Parker in 96 considered several, and Baranov in 1970, considered several scenarios of the interaction of the stellar wind with the interstellar medium. This is classical, when star is at the rest. This is motion, this comet shape-like interaction, and this is interaction with magnetic field, when stellar wind flows into the magnetic field. And when you see images like that, you first you have impressions that this is exactly when stellar wind moves to the magnetic field. However, it seems that one possibility in the classic consideration has been missed, and namely, the magnetic field even very weak magnetic field of the stellar, but azimuthal component, can make a jets in the in this axisymmetric picture. Indeed, if you consider this equation for the subsonic wind, magnetic field phi component of magnetic field will increase as r sinus theta. Theta is the angle of the stellar rotation. So it increases, and this magnetic force will deflect magnetic field toward the axis of rotation. For the heliosphere, instead of this symmetric case, you will have kind of two jet structures. And for heliosphere, such structures was suggested and discussed in recent papers by Mira Forfer and Jim Drake. But it's for heliosphere, I am quite skeptical that any observable consequences of such structures can be seen. But for astrospheres, probably such situation can exist. And in this paper, which is in review process with my PhD student, we consider this problem. And we found that first it depends only on one parameter, it's alphanic Mach number, and perform parametric study numerically, and then we obtained first three integrals of this and solve the gate simple system of ordinary differential equations in the jet and get distribution in the jet. It's some nice analytical things. And I, yeah, it's an example of numerical solutions for different numbers. But what is interesting, we can, I already finished. We can derive, so we in this paper we show that if we know, for example, thickness of the interaction region between this is contact discontinuity, tendential discontinuity, this is inner shock, there is no bow shock. If we know this distance and we know the size of the jet from that geometrical pattern, we can get the value of the stellar magnetic field. It can open the way. Yeah, and of course this structure, since it depends only one parameter, this alphanic Mach number, so it works essentially for any even very weak magnetic field in the, but you need the radial, you need rotation of the star. Then you get these two jet structures. So conclusions of this second part, stellar magnetic field may significantly change the structure of the star sphere, and two jet structure is formed, and it is possible to infer stellar magnetic field to get some estimates from geometrical pattern of the heliosphere. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Is there any question? Yes, Alarjan.
She's faster. Thank you. Actually, the idea that you can create the eye-like bubbles by having a toroidal magnetic field around the star has been explored. Guillermo Garcia Segura published a paper in 1999 where he showed that. The problem is that eye-like shape is around an AGB star, and AGB stars typically don't rotate very much, so justifying such a magnetic field is rather difficult.